This is Matt Wells at UN News. The explosions at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine exposed around 8.4 million people to life-threatening radiation. And the three countries affected are still living with the consequences today. In an interview with UN News to mark the anniversary of the disaster, which took place on the 26th of April 1986, the permanent representative of Belarus to the United Nations in Geneva, Yuri Ambrazevich, said that around 70% of the radioactive fallout spread across his country, affecting some 2.2 million. Nearly a quarter of the country's territory suffered contamination, and he well remembers how it disrupted family life as a boy, and government warnings not to pick fruit or fish in contaminated lakes. The UN marked International Chernobyl Disaster Remembrance Day on Thursday, and Mr. Ambrazevich told Sandra Miller that it still represented a very important challenge for Belarus.
Precisely on the 26th of April 1986, the world was shaken by a terrible tragedy. You know, the explosion at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in northern Ukraine. Then it was the part of the USSR. And the explosion caused the release of large quantities of radioactive materials into the atmosphere that spread over Western USSR and Europe. And thousands of square kilometers of territories of now Belarus, Ukraine and Russia was contaminated by radiation. These contaminations affected lives of millions of people, and probably if it was not the most important accident from the point of view of number of people that died immediately after it. But in a long-term perspective, during 30 years after the catastrophe, there are dozens of thousands of deaths attributed to Chernobyl, mostly due to the thyroid cancer. Immediately to the accident, the scientists attribute hundreds of deaths immediately after the accident, after the explosion. I have to probably give you some figures about Chernobyl. And first of all, I wish to emphasize that Chernobyl is also part of my own personal story. I was a young boy in Belarus, and I remember very well these days that came suddenly to us, lots of restrictions, and I normally was spending my summertime in a small village near to Mogilev, and I remember very well that this year I was taken to the pioneer camp close to my native city of Vitebsk, and I didn't go to my grandma like I did normally. Every year I remember we were forbidden to gather berries, to mushrooms, to fish. We were forbidden to do a lot of ordinary things. And we thought at that moment that this is probably something extraordinary happened, and we were not too far from the truth. And finally, it became our routinary life, and still a million of people lives in this condition in Belarus. If you look at figures that I can give you on Chernobyl, I have to say that more than 200,000 of square kilometers, which is five times the territory of Switzerland, was contaminated by radiation after the accident immediately in 1986. Then if you look how Belarus lives now, and why Belarus is still so active in raising the issue of Chernobyl at the international arena, and not only at the international arena, but also this is still a very important challenge for Belarus internally. Belarus is one of the three most affected countries among Belarus, Ukraine and Russia. We got in 1986 more than 70% of the radiation because of the wind of those days. It amounted to 23% of Belarusian territory. It also affected 20% of agricultural land in Belarus, 25% of forests in Belarus. And immediately after the catastrophe 2.2 million of people in Belarus lived in the contaminated area. Almost 500 human settlements had to be abandoned and destroyed because of the resettlement program. Almost 150,000 people was evacuated only during the first month after the Chernobyl catastrophe, and they never went back. If you look at Belarus now, and if you realize how big is the territory of the so-called exclusion zone in Belarus, we call it no man land, or this is still a territory which could be compared to the 1/6 of the territory of Belgium or of Armenia, for example. The damage that Belarus got after the accident was comparable to more than 30 annual budgets in figures of 1986, which is more than 230 billions of US dollars.
There is a UN General Assembly resolution on Chernobyl, which was adopted in December 2016, which recognizes the persistent legacy of the Chernobyl disaster. And this resolution empowers also the UN system to undertake meaningful steps aimed at achieving the Sustainable Development Goals in the Chernobyl-affected regions. So what has been done so far?
Thank you for this question, and I have to emphasize that, since the first days of the Chernobyl catastrophe, Belarus were not left alone, and at that time, of course, the USSR, and afterwards, I mean, also Ukraine and Russia, as I suppose. So there was a very important campaign of international solidarity and international cooperation with Belarus, in particular, and it was done in different ways. First of all, it's been done through government channels. Then governments used, of course, the ways of international organizations, the UN system. Then also the important campaign through civil societies, families, individuals. They all had their own stories how they dealt with Belarus, with Chernobyl, in order to help our people to live through this tragedy and to be more resilient and more strong. And UN was at the front line of this help through not only information campaign, but also through technical assistance possibility, through very special projects. We got even if I have to emphasize that the major infrastructural expenses and social payments were provided, of course, by the Belarusian government. We consider international assistance through all channels, and UN, of course, one of the very important channels of this assistance, as an important contribution